rightly told that the theme for this month of August is a kingdom transformation. Tell your neighbor, kingdom transformation.
Kingdom transformation.
Say it again.
Kingdom transformation.
And on that broad theme, we are speaking today on the transformed soul. Say transformed soul.
Transformed soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Why kingdom transformation? This topic at this time is very, very appropriate because we know things are running fast. We are moving to the end. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know some of you will be saying, ever since we have been saying, Jesus will come, Jesus will come. But it seems he's never going to come. But let me tell you, Jesus is coming.
Amen.
And he's coming to do what? To take us to his kingdom. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That kingdom, those who will be qualified to be there, are those whose souls are transformed. And that is why the topic we are speaking on today is very, very relevant. And I pray what we are meant to know, what we are meant to do by it, Holy Spirit will help us in the name of Jesus. I will speak about the soul. I'll speak about a soul that is transformed. And I'll speak about the peculiarities of a transformed soul. Within the time given to me, I pray I'll be able to cover this. Let me begin with the soul. I say the soul is the spiritual or the immaterial part of a human being, regardless as immortal. The soul is immortal and it is immaterial. Immaterial not in the sense that it is not important, but in the sense that it is not tangible. Not tangible in the sense that it is not something you can hold on to. It is not something you can apply your physical eyes onto. Your physical eyes cannot perceive the soul. So it is something that is in the spiritual form. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Transformation, on the other hand, particularly in the context of this message and in our context as Christians, basically means a spiritual change in how the mind or the soul operates. I will use the words mind and soul interchangeably, right? Transformation is, it basically means a change in how, a spiritual change in how your mind or your soul operates. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I come to soul transformation. Soul transformation, it's a divine act. Say divine act.
Divine act.
Say it again.
Divine
soul
act.
Transformation is a divine act. It is not anything that the physical can do. It is something that the Spirit of God himself can do. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this is the foremost thing we need to know about the subject we are talking about. That soul transformation is a divine act. It is not a physical act. And I said the soul, not being physical, cannot be transformed by anything physical. It can only be transformed that by that which is in the spirit form. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is the Spirit of God, the living Spirit of God, can transform the human soul. Transformation, when you are talking about transformation, it has two parts. You can talk of transformation from bad to good, or from good to better, from better to best. And we have transformation on the other one, from good to bad and to worse. And I pray that will not be our portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Spirit of God, the Spirit of the living God, transforms from bad to good, from good to better, from better to best. Say amen to that.
Amen.
But when you are talking of the other spirit, evil spirit of Satan, you know, what that spirit does perpetually is to convert a refined soul into a poor one, a bad one, the one that will not be able to walk in the ways of the Lord. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why are we talking about transformed soul? I have said it earlier, but I'm repeating it. It is because in the kingdom of God that we're talking about, that we are yearning to get to after everything we might have done here on earth. The kingdom of God cannot be habited by somebody whose soul has not been transformed. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, transformation is necessary for anybody who desires to reign with the Lord Jesus in heaven. And I pray the grace to do this, the Lord will bestow upon us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When you turn the Bible to Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse number 14. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As many, say it after me, as many
as are led
by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the children of God. Shout hallelujah. And the question I want you to ask yourself, right? You don't have to answer it within yourself. Ask it and answer it. Am I being led by the Spirit of the Lord? But first and foremost, if your soul is not transformed as to be in line with the Spirit of God, you cannot be led by the Spirit of the Lord. That is what Apostle Paul is saying there. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. Heaven, the kingdom of heaven, is meant for the children of God. If your soul is not transformed, if your soul is not working according to the mind of God, you cannot make heaven. But I pray by the grace of God, you will make heaven in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. The Bible says, what does it profit a man or a woman after gaining everything here on earth and forfeit his or her soul? Nothing can be given in exchange for it. And that is why, peradventure, you are here and you are still doubting. Is my soul really transformed? Am I having the mind of Christ as we are admonished to do in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5? Apostle Paul said, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ.
Amen.
If your mind, you know, for whatever reason, is still not 100% like the mind of Christ, this is the right time for you to make amend. Time is running fast. Nobody knows what will happen tomorrow. You know, even before we leave here today, the trumpet may sound. What will be your portion? And the Bible says, it is appointed unto man. I am not preaching about that today, so don't be scared. But I'm just saying the word of God. It is appointed unto man, unto woman to die but once. After this what?
Judgment.
We are talking about kingdom transformation. A transformed soul is the one is that that will get to heaven. Right? After this judgment, after this death, it is judgment. And the verdict of the judgment cannot be true. No midpoint. It's either recommendation to heaven or commendation to hell. But I pray the latter will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. That is why from now, you have to leave your mind. Cause your soul to be transformed. Everything that you require to do to make sure that you are operating on a transformed soul, do it. And I pray the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say a transformed soul is that which is spiritually rejuvenated. You know, is that which is spiritually regenerated and distinguished from the soul of a natural man or the carnal man. The natural man is raw, undefined. And if something is raw, it is not beautiful, it is ugly. Just like a raw gold, when you excavate it from the earth, it emits a very offensive odor. It is unrefined. The carnal man is like that. Everything that comes out of him, from him, is raw, unrefined, dirty, corrupt. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the transformed soul is distinguished from this natural man or the carnal man. The carnal man is corrupt minded. In the Bible, we are told, let no corrupt word come out of your mind. A soul that is refined, no corrupt word will come out of such a mouth. But a carnal man whose mind is not refined, whose mind is not regenerated or rejuvenated, what will proceed out of that mouth will be evil. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And no evil-minded person can ever please the Lord. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The rejuvenated man, rejuvenated soul, is that man that has experienced a spiritual rebirth. Say spiritual rebirth.
Spiritual
rebirth. Turn your Bible to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verses 3 to 6. Quickly. John 3, verses 3 to 6. Are you there? Please read for us.
Jesus answered and said to him.
Jesus answered and said to him. The him there is this man who went to Nicodemus, I think. And he said unto him, yes.
Most assuredly I said unto you. Unless one is born again.
You cannot see the kingdom of God. Go on, man.
Nicodemus said to him,
yes.
How can a man be born when he is old?
How can I be born again? Now that I'm very, very old. Big man, yes.
Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
Yes.
Jesus answered.
Jesus said unto him,
Most assuredly I say unto you. Unless one is born of water and of spirit. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Unless a woman be born of the water. And that is spiritual rebirth, spiritual regeneration. And anybody who desires to partake in the kingdom of God must go through this process. Rebirth by water. I want to believe all of us, we have gone through that. That is a immersion, baptism by immersion. Majority of us, we have gone through that. It is essential. But not as essential as experiencing the spiritual aspect of it. If you are merely immersed in water, but spiritual regeneration has not set in, has not come in, you still have something to do. That is the only condition by which you can make it to heaven. That is what the Bible says. Unless you are born of water and of the Spirit, you cannot make it to the kingdom of God. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 17 says, if anyone is in Christ, is a new creature. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All the past things, they are gone. You know, the life of such a person becomes new. That is rebirth, regeneration. Those things you have been doing before, you surrender them at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, you give them up, and you allow your soul to be refined. You die daily to the flesh. To the flesh. That is what Apostle Paul said, I die daily. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Galatians chapter 5, there we are told, the flesh and the spirit, our soul, they are constantly at war with each other. Do you understand that?
Yes.
The flesh in us doesn't want us to do the will of God. It has to be a tussle. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They are contrary to each other. But one whose soul has been reformed will not yield to the dictates of the flesh, but will be inclined at all times to do the will of God. The fruit of the Spirit, as highlighted in Galatians chapter 5, that's in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 5. You know, there are some of the peculiarities of a transformed soul. No, the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 25, they are the peculiarities of a transformed soul. And they are tacked 9 steps to heaven. Say 9 steps.
Nine steps.
To heaven.
Nine steps
to heaven.